Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Lori at Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call us at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation instruction, and coaching. So today, I was reading in my favorite book that I seem to be stuck on lately, When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron. And I was reading this chapter on widening the circle of compassion. And it really got me to thinking about what this means, this word compassion. And the way that Pema talks about it is in the way that we communicate. She says, only in an open, non-judgmental space can we acknowledge what we're feeling. Only in an open space where we're not all caught up in our own version of reality can we see and hear and feel who others really are, which then allows us to be with them and communicate with them properly. As I continued to think about compassion on my own, I thought I would look it up, and there were quite a few different definitions, but I'll just read one of them to you that I pulled up online. Compassion is a noun, and it means a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate that suffering. And when it's used with an object like alleviating suffering, compassion becomes a verb, it becomes an action. So what does it mean to be compassionate, and what keeps us from being compassionate? And according to Pema in her wonderful book, When Things Fall Apart, it's blame. That when we start to blame, we separate ourselves, we shut ourselves off, we close our hearts off to others, and can no longer have genuine compassion in terms of the action and how genuine it is. And one of the ways that she talks about that is about an old man that she was talking to who lived on the streets for about 4 years. And he told her nobody ever looks at him and no one ever talks to him. He said maybe somebody gives him a little bit of money, but nobody ever looks him in the face and asks him how he's doing. And the feeling that he doesn't exist for other people and the sense of loneliness and isolation he experiences is intense. And Pema says, he reminded me that the essence of compassion is to be there for people without pulling back. So where does compassion and compassionate action come up when we're talking about meditation? And meditation is really an act of compassion towards ourselves. It's this willingness to relate to ourselves in whatever state of mind or emotion or physical ailment that we might be in a compassionate way, not to shut ourselves off from ourselves, not to blame some outside situation for the way we feel, but simply to let go of blame and to feel it. So there's some things here that I'd love to share with you out of this chapter, Widening the Circle of Compassion, and what that means to our practice today. To relate with others compassionately is a challenge. Really communicating to the heart and being there for someone else, our child, our spouse, parents, clients, patients, a homeless woman on the street. It means not shutting down on that person, which first of all would mean not shutting down on ourselves. This means allowing ourselves to feel what we feel and not push it away. It means accepting every aspect of ourselves, even the parts we don't like. And I'm going to give you an example of what that means. Our impatience is something we don't like about ourselves. And very often when we're sitting in meditation, we become exceedingly impatient to be somewhere else, or we become impatient with the part of us that is wandering. And we get angry with ourselves, judge ourselves, criticize ourselves for not being able to just sit there and be completely calm without some form of distraction. And this is a way of rejecting ourselves and pushing away that part of ourselves that is just part of our conditioning, which is this kind of wandering mind or distractibility. She goes on to say, to do this requires openness. In meditation, it's often called emptiness, not fixating or holding on to anything. Only in an open, non-judgmental space can we acknowledge what we're feeling. Only in an open space where we're not all caught up in our own version of reality can we see and hear and feel who others really are, which allows us to be with them and communicate with them properly. But being compassionate is a pretty tall order. All of us are in relationships every day of our lives, but particularly if we're people who want to help others. We set out to help, and yet it may trigger some unresolved issue in us. And even though we want to help, and maybe we even do for a few days or a month or two, sooner or later someone will walk through the door that pushes all our buttons. And we can find ourselves hating those people or scared of them or feeling like we just can't handle them. It's true, always, if we're sincere about wanting to benefit others, that we're going to be triggered. Sooner or later, all our own unresolved issues will come up and we'll be confronted with ourselves. So when we think about that homeless person on the street, you know, very frequently when I walk out of one of the grocery stores here in town, there's somebody sitting right outside the door at the grocery store who's asking for money. Maybe they have a table set up, maybe they have a box where you're supposed to put the money. And I've just walked out of the grocery store where I've spent a great deal of money on groceries, most of which I'm not thinking about in terms of how much money I'm spending. It's just my habit. I'm just buying the groceries for the house, for the kids, for the family. But here's this person sitting out here in front of me. And there's that moment where I can just stick a couple dollars in the box and walk away. Or I can take the moment to look that person in the eyes and notice any discomfort that arises in me. How do I feel? Do I feel different and separate and other than the person that's standing in front of me or sitting in front of me who needs? And where Pema talks about this man that she met, it's that idea, do I ever stop and look that person in the eyes and say, how are you? What's your name? How was your day? Something that connects me to them on a human level, on a heart level. And this would require compassion. So when we're practicing our meditation, we're really cultivating compassion for ourselves, for all the places we get stuck, for all the places that we hide or avoid or reject or blame the outside world for the conditions of our experience. And we stay with the breath, we stay with the immediacy of the experience, we stay with whatever we're aware of, the temperature in the room, what the chair feels like under our legs or against our back. And we try to work with the parts of us that want to run away, that want to avoid, and we stay open. We soften our hearts, we open our minds, and we allow ourselves to feel what we're truly feeling. This is compassion. And by doing so and practicing over and over again and getting better, we can allow ourselves to widen that circle of compassion in all the relationships that we have with others, whether it's the stranger asking for money outside the store, or it's a loved one, or a teacher, or a coach, or a friend, is that we can look at them not as the conditions of their experience and what we see from the outside world, but as somebody who feels the same things we feel, who experiences the same things we experience. And this is where compassion becomes a verb. So, widening the circle of compassion, and we're going to start with our meditation practice today by widening that heart that we have inside, by softening ourselves from the inside out and allowing ourselves to be with however we feel, whatever arises, and then patiently stay with the flow of breath stay with the attention to the moment and see what happens next and see how that affects you and your sense of compassion with yourself and with other people. So find a comfortable position, sitting cross-legged on the floor, sitting in a chair, laying in your bed, whatever it is that you would like. Just find yourself in a comfortable position. And I like to have my back supported or encourage people to support their backs if you have any back issues, so you aren't spending your entire meditation fighting with your body, because that's no fun. And letting your hands rest in your lap. You can either allow your palms to rest down on your thighs, or you can rest your hands in what's called Zen Mudra, which as your left palm rests on an open right palm and let your thumbs touch. That Zen Mudra can help the mind get soft, the mind get relaxed. So anything that'll help is a good idea. Take 3 deep breaths to begin with, inhaling through your nose as deeply as you can, and blowing as slowly out of your mouth as you can. Two more times. Inhaling deeply through the nose and exhaling as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Actually, it's like putting the brakes on your nervous system. Really allows you to slow down. Good. And then when you're ready, allow your breath just to travel in and out of the nostrils. Noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nose. And how different it is when it comes out warmed and moistened by the body. And as you breathe in and out, you can label the breaths silently, saying inhale as you breathe in and exhale as you breathe back out. And this just kind of sharpens and refines your focus on the task at hand. What am I here doing? Giving yourself permission to be present, to connect with the breath and the body. A few more times, inhaling and exhaling. And then allow your awareness and your breath to travel all the way down into your feet and feel the soles of your feet with your mind. And imagine you're breathing in there, filling the feet with oxygen. And then move that breath up into your ankles. And then up into your shins and your calves. Further up into your knees. And then your thighs. Really feeling the long bones and the muscles and the way they stretch and wrap. And let your legs be heavy and supported by whatever you're sitting on. Move your awareness into your sit bones, your hips, your low back and low belly. And imagine softening from the floor of the pelvis out. Really letting go of that subtle gripping that we do in our bellies. Notice your ribs and the sides of the body, your diaphragm as it expands and contracts, your middle back. And bringing your awareness further up into your chest, under your arms, and let your shoulder blades tuck in like wings down your back and your heart rise and move forward in the chest. Spread your collarbones and let your shoulders drop down to your elbows, and then your elbows to your wrists and fingertips, connecting with the sensation in your fingers, the weight and temperature of your hands. soften your jaw, let your teeth be parted. Your eyes roll down and the mask of the face releases, feeling the scalp and the crown of the head stretching to the sky as the back of the neck lengthens. And the whole body softens around the bones. Fully present in your body, return your attention and awareness back to your breath now. And this time, only label the exhale. Each time you exhale, you silently, gently say to yourself, exhale, like you're marking a space that's in the center of your attention and awareness. And this is going to be your anchor point to come back to as we continue our meditation. Just letting go of labeling, letting go of doing anything, and really just allowing yourself to be present for as long as you can, to be here in your body, in your breath, before the distractions begin. And they will, I promise you. And whatever comes up in your mind, just label it thinking. Go back to the exhale, and as you let go of that breath, imagine softening your heart and opening the circle of compassion towards whatever you feel, not making it right or wrong, not rejecting it or justifying it, just letting it be, breathing and softening from the inside out towards it. Thank you. Notice where your mind has gone. And bring it back to the way your body feels in this moment. Reconnect with the exhale and the softening of your heart and allowing yourself to be present, letting go of some urge to get into an inner dialogue with what's wrong or what's right, and just letting things be as they are. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People at Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And as we sit in meditation, we're learning to widen the circle of compassion for ourselves, which will naturally flow out to others, by staying with the breath and softening our hearts towards all the things that conspire to distract us. Thank you. Begin to deepen your breath. Imagine bringing the breath into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw that breath all the way up the back to the roof of the mouth. And exhale all the way down the front of the body, returning to the tailbone. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. A few more times. Noticing how you feel, what your state of mind is, and softening your heart to all the moments that you didn't think were perfect, or that you didn't think you did right, or that some outer experience conspired to distract you, and let your practice be perfect just the way it was, cultivating compassion for yourself. And notice the next time you come upon somebody who triggers some reaction in you where you can feel your heart closing, where you feel yourself shutting down and wanting to get out of there, rejecting the situation. Take a deep breath, soften your heart. Perhaps you can even look that person in the eyes and remember they have felt exactly what you're feeling. And that's when we can begin to make a change. You've been listening to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give me a call at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about our classes, about stress relief, and about contemplative coaching. Thank you for listening and wishing you peace along your way today.